There's a sign on the West Virginia Turnpike that says, driving while drowsy can put you to sleep permanently. Drowsy, uncaring living can put us to sleep permanently. That kind of person, Jesus said, is separating himself from God until it becomes permanent, digging a chasm between himself and heaven that even the love of God cannot bridge. What kind of person is this drowsy, uncaring person? Let's look at today's readings. The main theme of our readings today is the warning that drowsy, uncaring living, selfish and extravagant use of God's blessings, like wealth, without sharing them with the poor and the needy, is a serious sin deserving eternal punishment. Today's readings stress the covenant responsibility of the poor, of the rich for the poor and the needy, reminding us the truth that wealth without active mercy for the poor and needy is a great wickedness. It warns us against making money the goal of our existence. In the first reading, Amos gives powerful warning to those who seek wealth at the expense of the poor, who spend their time and their money on themselves alone. He prophesies that those drowsy, uncaring, rich, and self-indulgent people will be punished by God with exile because they don't care for their poor and suffering brothers. In the second reading, Paul admonishes us to pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Noble goals in an age of disillusionment rather than pursuing riches. In today's gospel, a parable is presented, kind of like a one-act play with two scenes. In the first scene, we see the luxurious life of a rich man in fancy clothes, enjoying multiple course dinners, which contrasts to the miserable life of a poor and sick beggar living in the street by the rich man's front door, competing with dogs, stray dogs, for the crumbs discarded from the rich man's dining table. Despite a life of misfortune and suffering, the beggar, Lazarus, does not lose hope in God. In the second scene, the situation is reversed. Lazarus is enjoying heavenly bliss as a reward for his fidelity to God in his poverty and suffering, while the rich man is in the excruciating suffering of hell as a punishment for not doing his duty of showing mercy to the poor by sharing with the beggar at his door the mercies and blessings that God has blessed him with. What was the rich man guilty of? And why was he punished? He continued to commit the sin of omission. Although he did not drive either the poor beggar from his front door or the stray dogs away to prevent either from sharing the discarded crumbs and leftovers from his table, he was not cruel to Lazarus, and the fact is, he didn't pay any attention to him at all. The sin of the rich man was that he never noticed Lazarus, who represented a fact of life. The poor, the sick, and the unfortunate, who are always around us. He did no wrong, but he did nothing. In Catholic teaching, this is the sin of omission, not doing what you're supposed to do. The fathers of the church find multiple culpable omissions in the rich man in this parable. First, he neglected the poor man at his door by not helping him to treat his illness or giving him a small house to live in. Secondly, he ignored the scrolls of sacred scriptures that he kept on his table in his house, reminding him of Yahweh's commitment in the book of Leviticus. Don't deny help to the poor. Be liberal in helping the widows and the homeless. Third, he lived a life of luxury and self-indulgence, totally ignoring the poor people around him. It is not wrong to be rich, but it is wrong not to share our blessings with our less fortunate brothers and sisters. Fourth, he forgot the truth that money is an instrument that can buy everything. It can buy everything but happiness and it can't and it can purchase a ticket to every place but heaven. Fifth, although he was greatly blessed with much by the way of comfort and enjoyed a life of luxury, his response to his blessings was serious social blindness and insensitivity to both the needs of the poor and the suffering around him, to genuine justice. Now, similar issues exist in our world today. 1/3 of our world population is homeless and without food. 500 million people are malnourished. 14,000 people die every day because they don't have food. And much of this is because others don't share their blessings from God with others. Two other scripture readings reinforce the message of today's readings. In Tobit we read, "Do to no one what you yourself dislike. Give to the hungry some of your bread, and to the naked some of your clothing. Seek counsel from every wise man, and at all times bless the Lord God, and ask him to make all your paths straight and grant success to all your efforts and plans." And in Matthew we read, "Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." And to those who did not assist others, he said, "As you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And you will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." What are our life messages? How can we avoid being drowsy, uncaring servants of God? We are rich enough to share our blessings with others. God has blessed us each with wealth or health or skills and talents or a combination of different blessings. The parable invites us to share what we've been given with others in various ways instead of using everything exclusively for our selfish gains. We need to remember that sharing is a criterion of the last judgment. The reading from Matthew that I just read tells us the 6 questions to be asked of us at the final judgment by Jesus. Did you give me food when I was hungry? Did you give me drink when I was thirsty? Did you welcome me when I was a stranger? Did you clothe me when I was naked? Did you visit me when I was sick? Did you come to me when I was in prison? And fifth, our next point, we need to treat the unborn as our brother and sister Lazarus. Lazarus in the 21st century is also our preborn brother and sister. Many babies are brutally executed in their mother's wombs. Their cries for a chance to live are rejected 4,400 times a day in our country. We will be condemned for our selfishness if we do not treat the preborn as our brothers and sisters. Fourth, our choices here determine what kind of eternity we will have. Where will we go hereafter depends on what we go after here. Which road will we travel? What do we do here shapes our moral character to fit in one of two places. So our question is, what can we do in Foxfield, in Aurora, in Denver? This area appears to be very prosperous. How can we actively help the poor, the needy, the lost, and those in help? Well, in our own parish, we offer many opportunities for individuals and families to help. Serve at Life Closet, our clothing bank, help the needy through our St. Vincent de Paul ministry, volunteer at the soup kitchen, the mobile food bank, the ministry of taking the Eucharist to the homebound, the prison ministry, the Respect Life ministry, the nursing home outreach, our Habitat for Humanity project, and the Giving Wreath. Work with the Knights of Columbus or the Ladies Auxiliary on their charitable projects. Many opportunities exist in the area outside of those here at our parish. Catholic Charities Little Flower Food Bank in Aurora, the Gabriel House in Aurora, Christ in the City in Denver, Samaritan House in Denver, St. Andrew's Kitchen in Aurora. Help your neighbors when they need help. Shovel their sidewalks. Take them to appointments. Take them or pick them up at the airport. Get to know them. Have them over to your home. Bring them to church. Then the King will say to you at his right hand, "Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."